Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, February 27th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Praying the Scriptures. And our scripture reading is from Psalm 121, verse 1, which says, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? The season of Lent began last week with Ash Wednesday and continues for 40 days, not counting Sundays. Lent is a word that means lengthen and refers to the lengthening of days as we approach spring. The 40 days represents the time Jesus spent in the wilderness, enduring temptation and preparing for his ministry. Lent is also a time of prayer, self-examination, and reflection that focuses on our relationship with God and how we extend ourselves in service to others. This year, our theme for Lent at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is Let Us Pray, a prayer discipline that I use often, and that is a meaningful part of our confirmation ministry, is a practice called Lectio Divina, which is an ancient Benedictine practice of scriptural reading, meditation, and prayer. Lectio Divina can be done individually or in a small group. There can be several variations of this prayer practice. The way I use it for my personal devotions is to first choose a verse or short passage of scripture, then read the scripture through once, slowly, then try to spend a full minute reflecting and praying on a word or phrase that stands out to you. Then read that same verse or passage again, slowly, and spend another full minute reflecting and praying on what that scripture says about God or what invitation you hear for living your life. Try to carry the word or phrase and the invitation with you during the day or week. For these 40 days or 6 weeks in Lent, I am using Psalm 121 as my Lectio Divina scripture. I have chosen 6 verses of this psalm and am using one verse each week in daily reading, reflection, and prayer. I invite you to try praying the scriptures with the Lectio Divina practice and see how the words, phrases, and invitations of scripture might shape and inform these days of Lent. May God add blessing to our prayer practices. Amen.